So you got a degree. Now what? Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guetta, and I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. Whether you are walking, driving, working, or simply taking a moment for yourself, I appreciate you lending me your ears. The Walking Leader Podcast is where we talk about something that matters to every person who wants to grow, every person who wants to make an impact, every person who wants to lead. In this podcast, we talk about self-leadership because self-leadership begins with the individual. It begins with you. And self-leadership begins with the daily decisions we make, especially when no one is watching. And on this episode, we're talking about the degree myth, why education does not automatically equal leadership. See, there's this common belief, I earned my degree, therefore I am ready to lead. Now, while college does require discipline and persistence and intelligence, the fact of the matter is, the truth is, achievement does not equal leadership. Achievement does not equal automatic leadership. So why do so many graduates feel like leaders before practicing leadership? Well, let's think about it this way. A degree can open doors, but leadership determines what you do once you walk through them. So it's two different things. So with that being said, let's get started. So where does the belief of achievement equals leadership? Where does the belief come from? What's the root cause? Well, first, let's look at credentials. Credentials. Degrees are seen as status symbols. Degrees are also seen as proof of competence. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you definitely have to be competent to get one. Now, society often treats education as a proxy for leadership readiness. So that's kind of where that begins. Now, of course, there's also overconfidence. See, there's early competence. It creates an inflated self-perception, creates an ego. It contributes to your ego. While limited exposure to real leadership creates a complexity in that you don't see the real nuts and bolts behind leadership. So there's that perception that, hey, I've done this and I'm competent at doing this, therefore I must be ready to lead. So when you have not led long enough to fail meaningfully, confidence, as I said, often outpaces capability. So be careful there. Be careful there. Now, there's that, then thus that creates that identity without experience. That's where that mindset kicks in. Oh, quote, I am educated becomes I am a leader, end quote. You know, that I am a leader, quote. So identity forms before skill acquisition. So yes, I'm a leader. Or, you know, my professor told me I was a leader in school. The school group I was in says I was a leader, but no. See, identity-based beliefs shape behavior more than skill alone. And that's why you need the skill. It's non-negotiable. The skill will make you or break you. And if you have it, it's going to more than likely make you. So when it comes to education, what does college teach well and what it does not? Let's break it down. So we're going to look at this, and hopefully I'm shooting for a balanced and fair assessment. See, the strengths of higher education is that it fosters critical thinking. Critical thinking. It helps in information processing. It encourages independent work. And most definitely, critical thinking, processing, independent work that fosters discipline and follow through. However, it also delivers, well, it creates gaps in leadership development. See, there are few real consequences for decisions, especially the bad ones. There's limited people leadership, very limited. Oh, I worked on a team. I was in a group project. Very limited. But did you lead the team? No, but I observed. No, very limited people leadership, human leadership, which also sadly creates minimal feedback groups and rare accountability for outcomes involving others. Those are the gaps in leadership that need to be developed and exploited. So while college rewards individual performance, leadership requires collective outcomes. So knowing that, why does leadership require more than just knowledge? Well, because one, leadership is behavioral, not conceptual. Sure, you can read about it, you can listen about it, but you actually have to apply it. Because leadership is decision-making under uncertainty. Leadership is emotional regulation. And leadership is influence without authority. We'll talk about authority later in a different episode. Right? Positional authority. So again, remember, leadership is decision-making under uncertainty, emotional regulation, and influence without authority. Now, leadership requires more than knowledge because it's also involving emotional intelligence and self-regulation. See, while degrees, no matter what degree you have, it does not automatically teach you managing your ego. It does not automatically teach you how to receive feedback. And definitely does not automatically teach you to navigate conflict. Now, of course, there's going to be field work, there's going to be some internships, there's going to be practicums, there's going to be when you're out facing the public as part of learning. But even then, it's going to be very sanitized, it's going to be very structured, and it's going to be very limiting to what you are exposed to and not exposed to. So how does that create? It doesn't. It creates that gap. That's all it does. It widens the gap. So remember, leadership is earned through repetition. Leadership credibility is built over time. You don't walk in and, oh, I'm the leader. I'm in this entry-level position, or I'm this first-time frontline supervisor position. Doesn't make you a leader. Leadership credibility is built through consistency. Day one, repeat day two, repeat day three, repeat day 746, 747, and keep repeating through consistency. Oh, and leadership credibility is built through making mistakes and repairing, fixing those mistakes and preventing them from happening. If they happen again, well, they're better mistakes. You're going to make better mistakes, provided you learn the first time, oh, I made a mistake, here's what it was. And now as you're working through it, you dive deeper, you go deeper. Now you're past that initial mistake, and now you made another mistake. But guess what? It's a deeper mistake. It's a better mistake. So yes, leadership credibility is built on making mistakes and repairing and making better mistakes. And folks, if you're not making better mistakes, you're not trying. Oh, but you definitely have to learn from them too. Don't get me wrong. Now, there is a cost, there is a price to pay for having the mindset of, I have a degree, I'm automatically a leader. And it's risky. It's very risky having that automatic leader mindset. Because you get this early career frustration. You're in there, you've got a degree, I'm a leader, but no one's paying attention. You feel overlooked. And what does that do? Well, having that automatic leader mindset because you have a degree, well, it creates a gap, another type of gap. The entitlement gap versus the readiness. You know, you're entitled, you're in the position, but are you ready to lead? There's a gap there. And then again, that early career frustration, because again, you have that mindset, but you're not shaking it, and you're not learning from it, and you're not humble. Resentment toward authority. How could they overlook me? Why are they putting me in such a position? Why am no one paying attention to me? You've only been here a day. You've only been here a week. So you get this resentment towards authority. So be careful. It is risky. And that starts generating, well, resistance to feedback. That starts, you go into it. I shouldn't just say it develops it. It enhances resistance to feedback because you have that mindset of, I already know this. I read it in a book. And no. And it's not just in the professional world. It's in the military too. I've encountered fresh lieutenants out of college, commissioned officers. And well, we read this in a passage in our doctrine class. And it's like, no, That may have happened 40 years ago, and that may have been right 40 years ago, but today it's a whole different ballgame. But they're going to protect their ego. Well, you don't understand. I'm a commissioned officer. I get it. Respect the position. But the man still has to prove himself. Or the woman still has to prove themselves. So yes, if you have that automatic leader mindset, your ego is already put up that wall. You're going to protect it. You're going to guard it. And sadly, you're going to also have that, I already know this mindset. And no, you don't know. You know what the book says, but in the real world, sometimes the book is the last thing anybody wants to reference. Now, also with that automatic leader mindset and why it's risky, you also end up missing growth opportunities because you skip that foundational self-leadership work. And in doing that, you avoid humility and also you avoid learning. So when you believe that you've arrived, and believing that you've arrived, it can quietly stop you from growing because you're not looking at that. I already know this. I don't need to worry about that. I'm the leader now. It's like, No. Do not avoid fundamental self-leadership work. Put in the work. Be humble. And have an open mind. There's still so much more to learn. So how do we change the narrative? How do we change the mindset of automatic leader? I have a degree, therefore I'm an automatic leader. How do we change that? Well, a couple of things we could do. We can reframe education as preparation, not promotion. We can reframe the education you have as preparation, as preparing you for the real world. Not promoting you, but preparing you. So your degree is your entry point, but it is not a leadership title. It's not a leadership title. It's a credential. If you have, right. So language matters. Language matters in all of this. Know, understand what you say, how you say it, and what you're doing, and where you're coming from. Now, remember, check yourself. That's a good one, too. Always check yourself. And emphasize self-leadership first. Before leading others, do you have lead habits? Have you instilled leadership habits in yourself? Do you have self-leadership habits in yourself? So emphasize self-leadership first. Do you lead time? Are you able to lead time? Time management, is it your friend or is it your enemy? Do you lead your emotions? What's your emotional intelligence? Where's your ego? Can you check your ego at the door? Do you lead decisions? Are you making good, sound, timely decisions? Or are you just making decisions because that's what the book says you should be doing? Or are you making decisions based on a 360-degree over-the-horizon view as well as what's right in front of you? So again, self-leadership first. Let's start also normalizing apprenticeship thinking. Because remember, I said this in the previous episode, leadership develops through observation. How your leaders, what they're doing and saying, but mostly what they're doing, you're going to see that and you're going to emulate that. So leadership develops through observation and again, your team. If you find yourself that you are managing a team, leadership develops through small responsibilities. Take on some small tasks, volunteer for a couple of things, but know your limitations. Feedback. Make sure you're getting feedback because that's how leadership develops. Hey, you're doing this right. Hey, you're doing this wrong. I've said it in previous episodes many, many years ago. I had a leader, one of the greatest leaders, one of my greatest mentors, took me aside one day because he saw what I was doing. And he says, we don't do that. He says, we don't do that. We. He didn't say you don't do that. And he said, we don't do that. And his we was anybody that wants to lead, anybody that's leading troops, anybody that's leading others. To this day, Staff Sergeant Williams, highest esteem, highest honor in my that I hold in my heart and in my head for him. because he said, we don't do that. We don't do that. And it stuck and it made sense. So we get that feedback and it's how we accept it and what we do with it. And here, so many years later, it's still part of who I am, because that was the greatest feedback piece ever given to me. It was the language he used, and he didn't waste any time. He took me aside right then and there. Right then and there, when that situation occurred, he took me aside and says, we don't do this. Well, there we go. So again, be open for feedback. All right, so here's a couple of some habits here. Some of them I already shared, but again, here's a couple little lists for you to take with you. One, seek feedback intentionally. Go out of your way to find feedback and not from yes people. Volunteer for responsibility without title. I'll do it. I'll step up and do it. Or yeah, I'll head that, or I'll do that. Or again, it's got to get done. Reflect weekly on decisions and outcomes. Yeah, you could do it weekly. A good Saturday afternoon, downtime on Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon as you're prepping for the coming week. But I recommend daily or nightly reflection. And big one, real, real hard one to do, but it's one of those that'll get easier over time. You want to separate your confidence from your competence. Separate your confidence from your competence. Again, practice those. Seek feedback immediately. Volunteer for responsibilities without a title. Reflect weekly on decisions and outcomes, and separate confidence from competence. All right, so as we start to wrap up this episode, let's look at a couple of things. One, I want to remind you, education informs leadership, but practice forms it. And here's your challenge. Here's your challenge, especially if you just got your degree and you're ready to get out there, or you just landed that first position and you're in a management position. We'll talk about management and leadership. They're two different things, but we'll talk about those in greater detail a little bit later on in this podcast series. But ask yourself this weekly. This is a good one. What leadership behavior did I practice this week? Notice I said, what leadership behavior did I practice this week? Nowhere does it say management. What leadership behavior did I practice this week? So there's that. There's that. Another is, I want you to look at, and really, if you're going in with that mindset of, I have a degree, therefore I'm an automatic leader, I want you to shift from the I deserve to lead way of thinking to, I'm becoming someone worth following. There you go. Now, again, people want to follow leaders, and you're just walking around spouting doctrine out of a book. That's not leadership. So remember, as kind of I mentioned here, leadership is not granted by a diploma. It is built through daily discipline. Again, leadership is not granted by a diploma. It is built through daily discipline. Take that with you, please. And do better. Be better. Now, folks, if you found value in today's episode, I encourage you to share it with someone who is ready to level up their self-leadership. I also invite you to leave a rating or a quick 2 or 3 sentence review to help others find the show. And remember, your leadership journey begins the moment you decide to take ownership of your day and of yourself. Folks, I invite you to connect with me on my website at daveguerra.com. And if you want deeper tools, strategies, and resources, then please check out everything being built there to support your growth as a leader, as a walking leader. And of course, I invite you to follow me on social media and share your progress story and how you are shaping your life to be a better self-leader. I really would love to hear from you. And on that note, I thank you for joining me today. I am David Guerra, and this has been episode 340 of the Walking Leader Podcast. And until next time, remember to break from the crowd. Keep walking, keep leading, be intentional. And whether anyone is watching or not, do it anyway. Remember, you are already a leader. The key is to walk your talk every day, and that is exactly how you become the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.